The Burt Show.
So Tammy here needs some Burt Show community love because she's in a tough spot at work. And not only is it rough for her where she's working now, but she thinks there's somebody in the office that's doing some such hateful things to her that it is going to affect her future jobs as well.
Okay.
And she's not exactly sure how to handle it. Hey, Tammy.
Hey.
Good morning. Hi. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
All right.
So what's going on in the office that could be so bad that it's affecting now, but also future jobs that you don't even have yet?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to, like, cuss or anything with you guys, but this guy's, like, going around calling me a VITCH at the office, the salespeople that work there, and also our vendors. I don't know what his problem is. I don't know if he feels threatened with me because I know a bunch of stuff about him.
Have you ever threatened to use the stuff that you know about him in a negative way or anything? Like
Oh, I've never said anything to him about what he's done. I mean, what he's done is awful, but, you know, I've never, ever used that over him. It's just, I guess he thinks because I know all this stuff that if people become friends with me or have conversations with me, that I'm going to let all this out because I am the office manager, human resource person, and there's just a lot of stuff that's happened.
That's an interesting question. Like, who does the human resources person go to if they're the ones being harassed? let me ask you this, though. It's an obvious question. What is some of the stuff that you have on him that he's nervous that would come out? Is it personal stuff? Is it professional stuff?
He's done a lot of stuff with our company credit card that is like a no-no, and I know that if he worked anywhere else, he would be gone. And he's got some pretty serious addictions. So, you know, supposedly he was supposed to be getting help for these addictions, and it's only gotten worse. And now, you know, it's like I have people who have worked at our office and are gone and now have, you know, I'm still friends with, and they've come back and told me, you know, some things that he has said about me, which I think is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you're the HR person. Aren't you supposed to know how to deal with these situations?
Yeah. Well, you would think, but, you know, he's got air balls pretty wrapped around his finger. I mean, he thinks, you know, where he works, he's the only one that knows everything about everything.
Now, it's at the point where it sounds a little petty. So there's two sides to every story. So if you were defending him, because I'm curious, the boss is wrapped around his finger. He's talking to the vendors. He's using, you know, derogatory terms when it comes to you. How would you argue his side of the story? Like, why is he targeting you if you've never had a hostile interaction with him? Or have you?
No, it's just, I think because I know stuff, I think he feels threatened with me.
And you've never...
Your interactions with each other, are they tense? Are they mean?
We don't really talk. It's hand me this, hand me that. Never really carries on a conversation.
Yeah, I think
it's so murky. Like,
yeah, you're leaving a big chunk of the story out. Something happened.
Yeah.
You can't say because I think he... You keep going back to the I think he feels threatened type of a thing.
Well, if you just knew the stuff that I knew, which I really can't go, I guess.
Right,
I
know all that
right
stuff.
But what you know, we can accept that you know significant things about him.
Uh-huh.
What have you said to him, or what has given him the impression that, like, do you think maybe in a social conversation you said something to a coworker that was inappropriate, you as the HR director, that may have gotten back to him, and now he thinks you're spreading gossip? Could that have happened?
No. Mm-mm.
Because, I mean...
No, I just really... I tell you, the people that have worked there and that have gotten let go by this particular person...
But see, you're going back into what he's doing. Like, you're talking about him and your friends from ex-employees. You're gossiping about him. Like, you know, like, for instance, I have a very professional relationship with our HR person. I've worked with her for many years. And there's no reason for me to go around and start calling her names.
It just doesn't happen.
Out of the blue. Like, it's something doesn't make sense here.
Tammy, as the HR person, if we're not talking about you, if an employee came to you with the very same problem as the HR person, what's the advice that you give to them?
I would tell them to talk about it with that person, if they could.
Have you talked about it with that person?
Yeah, I have. I've confronted him.
Okay.
And what did he say?
He denied it.
He said, there's nothing going on here. It's all in your head.
He said, oh, I would never do that. I would never.
So how do you know the vendors, the conversation he's had with the vendors, how are you aware of that?
Because they've told me.
They've come back this guy's calling
me. Yeah, because I'm like, you know, there's just been some instances where people have come into our office and, you know, they're not allowed to, I mean, they don't speak to me or anything, you know, and I'm like, this is weird.
Tammy, because you feel like you need to sort of protect your identity and you can't give us the details, most people are calling up saying there's nothing they can do for you because we can't really connect with your story because we just don't have details.
I just wonder, like, in more of a general sense, like, what do you do when somebody's hateful to you at work?
You go to boss, right? I mean, if you're the HR person, the only other person for you to go to is the boss, correct?
And he don't want to hear it.
See, why?
I mean, you should be able to file some sort of like official complaint about this like badgering or hateful behavior happening, right?
Look, it's kind of hard to do something to someone that the boss really, you know, cares about, I guess you could say, because, you know, when I go to this particular person, like my boss, he doesn't want to hear that. He don't want to hear anything, you know, and if you say anything, you're picking on him.
Well, here's what I'm hearing, because I certainly have been guilty of nonsense in my past, maybe even yesterday or last week or recently.
Between 6 and 6:30, I think it happened a couple times.
But you're guilty of something, and you know it, or else you would go to the boss. Like, the only reason I would hesitate talking to a boss who even had a teacher's pet employee is if I was also guilty of something, if there was something. Because if you go to the, if this guy's harassing you and talking badly to you, to mutual business relationships, that's something that I, as a boss, even if I loved that employee, that's something that I would want to hear. And the only reason that I could see an employee not coming to the boss is if they, too, had something on their plate that made them guilty.
Let me throw something else onto the plate here also, is that this other employee must be contributing to the bottom line pretty well. He must be pretty productive, or the boss would listen to you and would make adjustments. I don't know if this guy's making more money than you do for the company, but professionally there has to be a reason why the boss is sticking up for this guy.
Well, I think he just probably hit it because I don't do what he does.
Is he a sales guy and he just brings in a ton of cash to the company?
Well, not a ton, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, and I think that
he's probably thinking HR people can be replaced. A salesperson that's bringing in a whole bunch of money into the company at this point is probably more difficult to replace.
Yeah, my thing also is that you can only do your part, and your part is to stay as professional as possible. I don't know about gossiping about him with ex-employees, because I'm not sure that it's not getting back to him. Obviously, if the vendors are coming to you, they care about you and they trust you, so they're reporting to you. So I wouldn't worry about the vendors and their opinions. Like, I think you're getting too worked up into the emotional part of this, and I feel like you just be professional, be the best HR person you can be, and things work out. Like, it all works out.
Let me just go ahead and take a couple of quick calls here because we don't have that too much time. Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, so my personal, you know, belief on this is that the only reason he would be, you know, spreading all these rumors about her is that he is just extremely threatened by the fact that she knows, you know, she has all this dirt on him. So he's probably just trying to even the playing field a bit.
I don't know. I mean, they were happy. Yeah.
But if you've got dirt on him, that means dirt. If there's been reports on him and you have it on file about all the things he's done, the company has that. That's not you personally having a vendetta against him.
Here's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
Good. Doesn't she have like a equal opportunity employer or an office that she could go to? Like, where I work, we have an office that's set up just for this, where we go and you file a grievance, Mm-hmm. Once you file that grievance, there's a mediator that comes in. If there's witnesses to his actions, if there are people that are willing to write statements that say, yes, he said these things about her, then they can sit down at a table with a mediator and discuss it, and that be the end of it.
But, Tammy, you should know all this. As the HR person, shouldn't you be giving yourself this advice?
Well, we don't have that. Is that what she's saying? There's something at our office. I mean, we're not that big. You see what I'm saying? I don't have anything like that.
You know what? Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. And this might take us in a different direction at some other point in the show. But let's give her the benefit of the doubt. And what if she works in an office where this guy just has it out for her?
Mm-hmm.
Think Young and the Restless soap opera style. He has decided, and he has talked to his friends, he has decided he's going to do everything in his power to get her fired for whatever reason. Who knows what the scandal is? We're assuming that that doesn't happen, that this is just unbelievable, that that can't happen.
Oh, I don't assume that.
I don't assume that either. If she would give us the details then, or could give us the details. You're saying there are no other details.
What if there are no other details? What if it's, so, you know, we see it all the time on soap operas where, you know, Jen and I are talking and, you know, inside, in the house, in our living room with our shoes on. And we're having a conversation and not any shoes. Full-on dress shoes, and Jen's got her makeup completely done, and I'm probably wearing a suit.
And you never go to the bathroom.
And we're at the home. We're at a very fancy dinner table, and Jen leans over to me and says, listen, I was going to try not to get involved, but the wedding between Wendy and Carl needs to end. And I'll say, we can bring it to a stop. And you say, I'm going to call Bert and have him create a distraction. And then I'll say, you do that, and I'll call Melissa. And you know what? We'll have Melissa start a lesbian love affair with Wendy. And Jen goes, yeah, that's a great idea.
And somebody ends up in the hospital, weirdly enough.
Right. And then next scene, our little baby who was in the corner is now 11 years old. But Melissa is in a full-on relationship with Wendy. Like, what if that happens in her office?
What are you getting at?
What if he has just gunned it out? I would be interested to hear from people who have... You can't be the victim of it because we'll never hear the whole story. You have to have just decided, I want them fired. I want them broken up. I want the marriage ended. I want them the vacation ruined. I want them out of the apartment. And you just made it happen.
I'm not sure what you're asking for. So you're not asking for the victim here?
Nope. It has to be the plotter.
He's asking for, like, the guy in the office that's...
You've just decided.
Gunned it out for the HR
person. I've decided I want you fired, Bert.
And there's really just no reason. You just don't like
I just don't like
just
you.
Just don't like you.
And you have to do soap opera crap, man. You got to swap his urine during the drug test.
Well, Joanna could give us one of these that are... It's not office related, but it's one that happened... in her life also.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Our Joanna. Oh, neat.
Yeah, now it's not office related. It has to do with a wedding.
Now, I think that still qualifies.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't have to be work.
So she could start it off with something like that, but it has to be soap opera conniving.
Opera drama. I want Young and the Restless. I want housewife watching it at 2 in the afternoon.
So what's the last thing we tell Tammy, though?
Yeah, sorry, you're screwed.
Yeah, we just don't have enough details. This is way more entertaining.
Yeah, yours is boring. We found another direction. Where's Joanna?
All right, 404-741-Q100. You have to be the one that did the plot. I mean, you have to be the conniver. And there might not have even been a reason why you decided to do what you did, but you either ruined the wedding, you got somebody fired, manipulated a situation so badly that... And it actually worked. Because I think in 3/4 of these cases, you're like, oh, it's never going to work.
Yep, evicted.
But then it did.
The Bert Show.